With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 8 days after Hamas' deadly attack in Israel, Palestinians are moving out of Gaza as Israeli soldiers prepare to move in. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz telling Salem Radio this will be an extremely tough mission.
The thing that is going to make it so dangerous and difficult is Hamas has spent years and years building tunnel networks that will allow them to move undetected between different positions, will allow them to pop up and hit the Israelis and ambush them at times of their choosing.
Elsewhere, Israeli Rear Admiral Daniel Haggara has accused Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields. He issued a new appeal to Gaza residents to move south, Hamas urging people to stay in their homes. And Egypt's president has sharply criticized Israel's military operation in Gaza. He says Israel has exceeded the right of self-defense. Also at SRNnews.com, a Russian official has reported to authorities there's no need for the war in Ukraine.
Natalia Komarova, governor of the Shanty-Mansiysk region and a member of Putin's governing party, is accused of discrediting the armed forces after telling residents the country wasn't prepared and has no need for its war in Ukraine. Critics are calling on authorities to investigate the remarks, but Komarova is not facing any charges so far. A video shows her making the comments while speaking to a soldier's wife who claims that the men mobilized to fight are poorly prepared for the front line. Komarova is seen telling residents they hadn't been prepared for the invasion, comments that quickly spread online, leading pro-war activists to denounce her to authorities. Russia, at the start of the war, approved legislation which outlaws disparaging the military. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And this is SRN News. The Church of England taking another step toward condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill to fast-track low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues that would allow them for affordable housing to be built far more quickly. This is SRN News. Ron DeRockstra reports Louisiana has a new governor-elect.
Attorney General Jeff Landry fended off a crowded field of candidates Saturday to earn the job. The Republican, who's backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Florida lawmakers, as well as a number of key education leaders from several states across the nation, have taken what is most likely the final tour of a building at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That's where a former student shot 17 people to death in 2018. The school's 1,200 building slated to be demolished next summer. More details at SRNnews.com.